fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our third hour on Monday, the 22nd of April. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. And the prepper tip of the day is to check all your foot gear, make sure it's in good condition, ready for use, and make sure you get either merino wool or alpaca socks. You'll be very glad you did. Sam, we usually get a farm tip of the week, the second hour. We have one this week?
Yeah, absolutely. This is for the long-range shooters. Get brass now. Brass is about to become very, very scarce.
Really? So why is that?
Yes, because because of what's going on the international stage, there'll be companies like Lapua and Norma filling contracts for governments overseas, and that's going to chew up their manufacturing capacity. And it will become even more difficult to get the brass that you need. Now, if you're doing long-range shooting and you're running the pressure up on your hand loads to the very max of what your system can handle, because that's where your barrel harmonics are on your ladder test, make sure you use Lapua or Peterson brass. The way they heat treat their brass, the base of their cartridge cases, the primer pockets will live longer, and you'll have a safer round that can handle slightly more pressure.
All right.
Peterson or Lapua?
Well, I my assumption would be you'd encourage people to get the other components as well, not just the brass.
Yeah, absolutely. If you need bullets, powder, and brass, primers, get them now, because in 6 months, watch out.
All right. Good advice. Okay. Well, what direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit more about that new thermal. I think I told you last week we were literally looking at craters on the moon with a thermal sight.
Amazing.
If you can imagine that level of detail and sensitivity, that it could tell, you know, where the sun is shining, right? The sun is shining on the moon, and that moon, I mean, it takes I mean, what is it, 211 million miles away or something? I mean, the moon is pretty far away from planet Earth. The Earth is 8,000 miles in diameter, and the moon is easily 20 times the width of the Earth plus further away. And for a thermal site to be able to see craters, in other words, like the sun is shining on the moon and it's hitting the floor of a crater and it's hitting, say, the east wall as I look at the moon. And so that area is warmer than the west wall of the crater because the sun isn't directly impinging on it. And you can actually see that through this thermal sight. Can you imagine an instrument so sensitive that it can see a few degrees difference on something over a million miles away?
Well, that's phenomenal for something that's off-the-shelf available to civilians.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm so impressed with this new X-75 thermal. And we were looking at sparrows in trees at almost 2,000 yards.
Oh, my.
It's that good at picking up a heat signature. We were watching two carpenters, or I guess they were working on a scaffolding on a house. I have this huge field behind my house. It's a huge hay field. And there's about 35 deer that come out there every night, and they eat and hang out and sleep in this hay field when the weather's nice. And to the southeast or southwest of me is a new home being built about 1,200 yards away. And Quincy and I, or maybe it was Tim and I, might have been Quincy and I, were looking over the gate of this field. We were resting the thermal on the gate, and we were watching two blue-collar workers on scaffolding. We couldn't even see with our naked eye. And we were watching these guys, and we could tell that one guy had a wristwatch on. You could tell that one guy was wearing his pants inside his boots. 1,200 yards.
Really?
And it was at the detail and the ability to assess the situation. And it's the first thermal I've ever used. You could get a positive facial ID on somebody at 100 yards. It's the detail's incredible.
That's phenomenal. What's the approximate size and weight of this device?
It's about the size of a Night Force scope. It's okay. A little shorter than a Night Force scope, but it weighs about the same, you know, like 2.75 pounds as a normal sniper weapon system scope. And it is incredibly effective. But, hey, I want to read you something that Dietrich Please. Bonhoeffer. Okay. You know who Dietrich Bonhoeffer is. He was a historically great German pastor. He was a theologian. He wrote many books. He was a martyr. He was a spy. He was one of the guys trying to take Hitler down. Okay? And someone asked him a question, very difficult question. How is it possible for the church to sit back and let Hitler seize absolute power? Why is it? And he's talking about Germany, right? These are Germans asking him this question. He's a German preacher. And they're asking him, how come the churches are sitting back and letting Hitler seize absolute power?
Right.
His answer was, it was because the leaders of the churches teach false grace. False grace is the preaching of forgiveness without requiring repentance. It is the baptism of the church, false grace is baptism without sanctification. It's communion without confession. It's absolution without personal discipline. False grace is grace without discipleship, grace without the cross, and grace without Jesus Christ. That is a translation from German to English of Dietrich Bonhoeffer's answer to that question. And it's very, very important that people understand as things start to come unglued in this country that the only thing that's going to set us free is the truth. And we've got to get rid of these false belief systems. We've got to focus on what's real and true. We can't overreact. We can't underreact. We have to see things for exactly what they are.
Well, that's a very important analysis and perspective, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, and I'm a huge fan of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. When Satan tempted Christ on the mountain, he offered Christ control over everything that he could see, the cities and the land beneath, you know, below the mountain. And Christ's answer was, when Satan said, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you control over everything you can see. And Christ said, it is written, you shall worship your Father in heaven only, right? And so I try to be very careful praising men, right? I don't want to get into the man worship thing, the hero thing. And we've had that discussion. I don't like statues in front of our stadiums of humans. I don't like that stuff. I think we got to be very careful to worship our Father in heaven and not human beings. But I got to tell you, Dietrich Bonhoeffer is one of those guys I really admire. I hope that never rises to the level of worship of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, but I'm just telling you, the courage of this man, the intellect of this man, the ability to speak truth that this man had in a very difficult period in Germany's history is almost without peer. It's hard for me to find an example in history of someone who stood for the truth, put his money where his mouth is, and did the right thing. It even cost him his life. He was executed by Hitler's men for what he did. But I've read his book, Ethics. He's got other books out there. The book Ethics by Dietrich Bonhoeffer is one of the finest things outside of scripture and the words in red that I've ever witnessed in my entire life. I would highly encourage young men that have questions about what level should you be involved in confronting evil as you get older, read his book, Ethics. It's the best case that I know of for confronting evil and not letting evil just run wild on this planet.
If only more people had read and understood his book sooner.
Yes, sir. Can you imagine the number of lives that had been saved if the German people, if 60% of the German people understood what Dietrich Bonhoeffer understood?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, the most dangerous thing in the world isn't some nuclear weapon or some laser from outer space or some EMP weapon from the Soviets, former Soviet Union, Russia. The most dangerous thing in the world is false belief systems.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've seen it repeated in history time and time again, haven't we, sir?
Yeah, and there's a really funny meme going around Facebook right now. It says, not all men just want to talk about love and romantic love. Some also want to talk about rounding up the communists and dropping them from helicopters. And we need more men like that in this country.
Absolutely.
A little less about money, a little more worried about defeating evil, because it is coming hard for this country this fall.
This fall, that's your prognostication, is this fall?
Oh, I think there's going to be another pandemic. How can they win with the momentum that Trump has that seems to be increasing with every criticism of Donald Trump? How can these people, they can't allow Trump to win the White House. So they've got to have another pandemic. They've got to have another thing that justifies voter fraud or, these schemes. And people will be looking for voter fraud this time around in ways they never did before. So the battle lines have been drawn. And I think this election for president in the United States is going to be the crux event. And I believe that they're going to have to wreak havoc in this country before that first Tuesday in November to have any chance at all.
Well, there's lots of prognostication out there, and we don't know what's going to happen or when, but it would be wise for people to be ready, wouldn't it?
Well, every person that is in care of a child should understand this. You have a moral obligation to protect those children, which means you need extra food, extra water, firearms, the ability to defend yourself, proper training with those firearms. You need extra medical supplies. If your children need medicine, you need to talk to your doctor about the logistics breaking down in this country and you not being able to get medicine for your kids, and have them give you a 90-day supply or 120-day supply. And maybe make a wise choice. Maybe, you know, if things go really bad, maybe your child only gets their medicine every other dose, but it keeps them going, keeps them alive, keeps them reasonably healthy. It depends on the condition, right? But talk to your doctor about that. What do we do if the trucks stop running and the medicine stops showing up at the pharmacy? What do we do? Because doctors are not stupid people. They know what's coming.
Right.
You know, most of the phone calls that I get from people asking really smart questions about what's going to happen on the horizon, okay, most of them are doctors.
Really?
And a lot of them are chiropractors. It's the chiropractors and the orthopedic surgeons. It's these logical problem solvers. Occasionally I'll get a neurosurgeon or a plastic surgeon, but it's mostly chiropractors and orthopedic surgeons that are calling me saying, okay, what do I need? What do you think is going to happen? What's the timing of this? Now, why are they calling me? A, they have resources to do something about it, right? If you're not living with margin, if you don't have some spare cash, do whatever you can to get some spare cash. I looked at my new wife the other day and said, you know, maybe we need to sell the jet skis. Maybe we need, you know, maybe there's things in your garage that maybe aren't so critical if you can't afford medicine. Maybe you need to sell those, buy some extra medicine. You know, maybe you need to sell something that you don't use that often, that you used to love and used to enjoy, but it's not really your thing anymore. Maybe you need to take a hard look at what's in your garage, what's in your closet, and get some things sold and raise a little extra money and be a little more prepared.
That's wise advice. It really is. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, let's talk a little bit about pistols. We haven't talked about pistols in a while. Now, a pistol is a little bit different than a rifle. Your rifle needs to be set up to be able to fight at night. Your rifle's probably not your everyday carry. If you live in a state where you can open carry a rifle, you probably have one in your vehicle, and that's really smart. Put it in a roof rack. They've got little nylon hangers that hang on the back of your bucket seats of your truck. They have stuff that will hold that rifle securely underneath the back bench seat of your truck. There's all kinds of ways to carry a rifle, okay, with you at all times. And I would highly suggest, as things start to devolve, that you have that worked out ahead of time. You have a rifle. But let's talk a little bit about pistols. Now, a pistol may or may not be used in the dark. Probability is it will be fired in the dark. That's the probability. But you may also have to use it in the day at close range. If you're attacked at a gas station while you're pumping gas in the daytime, you're going to use that pistol. You're not going to need night sights, right?
Right.
So you need to train with your pistol, but also you need to have the ability to keep the pistol running. Like a lot of guys are carrying 1911s. We'll talk more about these pistols.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Not a single luxury. It's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right. I want to take this opportunity to welcome back all of my YouTube subscribers. We've taken about a 2-year break. Beginning today, we're back on YouTube archives, and I look forward to visiting with all the YouTube subscribers. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Train USA. The website's freedomtrain.net. Sam, we got a caller here. You ready for a caller?
Absolutely.
I've got Vincenzo in Wisconsin. Good morning, Vincenzo.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're on air, sir.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, Vincenzo. How you doing, man?
Doing all right. Heading up almost to Jefferson City, so.
Oh, you're headed home today?
Yeah, I'm heading home, so. Yeah, I'm just calling in and encouraging everybody to get out to the Freedom Center, get some training. I went through all the basic classes, the urban vehicle, the junction bleed, and combat medic. All great skills. I thought I knew something about firearms. I thought I was strong and fast. I was wrong. I learned a lot about myself. And all the instructors, they're got great guys to work with. Working with a team is really cool. I really encourage everybody to get to the Freedom Center and get some training. So,
well, thank you for
really
that
important
Vincenzo.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. What did and, I want to ask you a question? What surprised you the most about coming out to the Freedom Center? Like what? Like I'm sure you had some expectations since your brother trained out here. What?
Yeah.
What surprised you the most? Anything surprised you at all?
There was a lot of really technical stuff I was not expecting. And
so the depth of the
information kind of
surprised you. You didn't think we were going to go that deep into the technical side of everything.
No, I didn't expect that, you know.
I really
liked that, how deep we went and how thorough you guys were with how short a time we had. And that was really cool.
We tried to pack a lot in. What about the combat medic course?
That was great, all that stuff. Now, I didn't really know anything, you know, but now I'm really confident like saving people. You know, I think I can say a lot now, you know.
So did it make you feel like you need to go out and get a couple of tourniquets and a couple of these handy little tools to help?
Absolutely. You know, I carried some tourniquets, but I showed them to Quincy, and it turns out that they're just cheap knockoffs. Now, if I hadn't gone to this course, I wouldn't have known that.
Ah, that's interesting.
Trying to help people with, you know.
Did Quincy talk about the windlass on your cheaper tourniquets, how they break and stuff like that? Did he show you why they fail?
Yeah. Talked about that. Cool. So I know what to buy now and I know what to stock up on. So it was
it's really nice.
An
eye
opener. Oh yeah. So
what do you think? What do you think you took away from that combat medic course that was the most important thing? What do you think now that you've had a day to sort of and a night to sort of sleep on it? What do you think is the most valuable thing you're going to take away from that course?
Stopping the massive hemorrhage, the massive bleeds, that is really important. You got to stop that right away if you can.
Yes, sir.
And knowing how to use proper cover, that's really big now. So,
yeah, you learned about. A lot of people don't know this. Maybe I shouldn't give it away, but there are moments when you come upon a traumatized victim in a training where instructors acting as opposition forces start shooting. And it adds the pressure, you know, because you've got to get your agent behind cover.
Yeah, it really puts a lot of stress on your mind really fast. You start to kind of panic a little bit, but it is really important to know how to use cover, how to move fast, so you know what to do, get off the X.
Staying calm in those situations and thinking is what gets you and your victim behind cover, right?
That's right.
Getting that bleeding stopped quickly and doing your assessment. And then knowing how to properly move the patient without causing further injury. That's a big deal. And, you know, you guys did a great job, you know, you and Ray, youngsters, but even being, how old are you roughly? You're in your 20s, aren't you, Vincenzo?
Yep. 21. So.
And so you're 21 years old. You're kind of at the peak of your physical capabilities, age-wise. How did you feel after having to move a human being 50 yards?
Well, without my kit on, I felt all right doing that. As soon as I started putting weight on myself, I realized how weak I am. So,
yeah,
you really got to be in good shape.
Yeah,
it's really important.
It's an important thing. I think we're on a break. Hold on, Vincenzo. We'll talk a little more after.
We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, welcome back to all my YouTube subscribers, over 20,000. We took a two-year break. We kept getting banned from YouTube, but we're going to give it a shot this time and made some changes. Hopefully, we'll stay on quite a bit longer. This is Farmers Money with Sam Andrews. The website is freedomtrain.net. Let's continue, Sam.
Hey, Vincenzo, you still with us?
I'm still here.
Yeah, so you started with the basic course and then went through everything in less than a month.
Right.
You were here. Yeah, you took the basic course, and then you took the enhanced urban vehicle tactical course, and you took the stop the bleed class, and then the combat medic course. I'm curious, is there, for you, was there any advantage, disadvantage to taking it all in a compressed period of time, or do you think that was an advantage or a disadvantage?
I think it was an advantage because I was so fresh on all the basic stuff, and I think it helped me all the way through. You know, when we were doing those trauma lanes yesterday, I was using a lot of the behind covers tactics I used in the urban vehicle.
Yes.
For my trauma lanes, just to simulate. And yeah, I think it really helped me doing it all close together like this.
It lets you tie some things together. You know, a lot of people, when they're focused on the tactical, they get the tactical thing right, but they mess up the medical. When they're focused on the medical, they mess up the tactical side of it. But you felt like doing it in a compressed time period allowed you to sort of tie everything together.
Yeah, it was also fresh. It fit together really well for me, and I was able to work everything in, and I really liked it. So,
yeah, very cool. Yeah. Well, that's really interesting feedback to hear. I think, for the record, I think Vincenzo's brother, he holds the record, performance record with the rifle for a basic student at the Freedom Center, and I think Vincenzo holds the record for the pistol. So these are two very talented brothers that trained at different times. I think his brother trained last year, and Vincenzo trained this year. But they're very intelligent, very logical, probably some of the best students, quickest learning students we've ever had at the Freedom Center.
Outstanding.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to try and get my brother. We're going to try and get down there together. So.
Yeah, you've got Dominique. You think you can get your younger brother? You think Mom will spring him free to come get some basic training so the three of you can learn how to work together?
I think we can work that out, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
you know what
Dominic
I say?
You go ahead.
You know, yeah, I was going to say, you know, sometimes it's best to go to Dad first.
Yeah.
You know, if your family structure allows you to do that without offending anyone, go to Dad first and say, hey, we need to work on Mom together as a team because this needs to happen. And right. I bet you Dominic would back your play. I'm just guessing.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Very cool. Well, hey, it was a pleasure having you at the Freedom Center, and we really appreciate the phone call.
I had a great time, so thank you.
All right. Thank you, Vincenzo. Drive safe, brother.
I will. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
It's very heartwarming to see a young man and his brother perform so excellently, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Dominic and Vincenzo come from a fairly large family, like 12 kids. And I think they got four or five brothers in the family. And it was really interesting as Dominic came out by himself. He was the first one to train here. And and he said to me, well, my job is to investigate, see how this goes, see if this training is worthwhile. And if it is, then I'll send my other siblings.
Right.
And he's a little older than Vincenzo. And so apparently he felt like it was a very worthwhile thing because Vincenzo showed up and he just did a fantastic job. One of the best students we've ever had.
Outstanding. We open lines. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. How about some information on upcoming classes, Sam?
Well, before I forget, I want to mention one standout student. You know the gentleman that called in early today, Ray?
Sure.
Okay, so we have in the urban vehicle tactical course, we have a particular exercise that is sort of designed for the student to fail.
Really?
Yes. It's a designed in failure exercise. And We don't do a lot of instruction on this exercise. We let the instructor take the student through this battle where they have to shoot from multiple positions, multiple types of cover, vertical, horizontal, side hill lie, you know, a simulated street curb, you know, urban type thing. We make them do a whole bunch of different things in one exercise. And we have specific targets that have to be shot from each position of cover. And so we know the round count. You've got to take two shots from the right side of cover, right-handed, or two shots from the left side of cover, left-handed, or two shots over the top of cover, right-handed, and then two shots left-handed. So you have to make four hits before you move to the next cover. So we know that we've got six positions of cover, seven targets. The last position of cover, you're shooting two different targets. And we give you just enough rounds to complete the exercise, plus two spare pistol rounds, two spare rifle rounds. Now, keep in mind, this is the first time the student has been moving and shooting from behind cover. So if they miss four times, they run out of ammo closest to the threat, and that is a very bad feeling to have. And when you run out of ammo in the middle of a gunfight and the threat is right on top of you, that is a really lousy sinking feeling in the deepest part of your gut, and it's designed to work that way.
Right.
We want the student to feel that way, and the reason we want them to feel that way is because we want them to understand in no uncertain terms that you cannot miss fast enough to win a gunfight. You know, and certain people, they get a little charged up and they get in the middle of a fight and they start spraying rounds. The only thing that matters in a gunfight are hits. And if you're not behind cover, you'll be hit before you hit someone else. And so learning to break good shots under stress is to have that stable position, to have good trigger control, to be behind cover, and to make a good shot and make a hit. That's the only thing that wins a gunfight. And so we run this sort of designed in failure. We haven't had a student in 6 years ever complete this course without running out of ammo before they're done. Well, Ray, from Kansas, works on a farm, works on his dad's farm, really good problem solver, really solid athlete, really good student. He ran the course and had two rounds in his pocket at the end.
Uh-huh.
It's never been done before.
Good for him.
Yeah, but Ray did it. And so I wanted to give him major props for doing that. About once every 6 to 10 years, you have a guy come in that's so talented that he'll actually succeed in an exercise where you're designed to fail. And that's how good Ray was this past 2 weeks.
Does everybody start with the same amount of ammunition, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And we count their rounds. We count them out. You know, you get 18 rifle rounds and 12 pistol rounds. That's what you get. That's it, you know.
All right.
And it's all specific. Count it out. You only get one mag in your rifle and one mag for your pistol. And it was really incredible to see Ray just run that course with not a single miss. I mean, what a talented young man.
Absolutely. Sam, we got a caller on hold here. We got Carlos in Georgia. Good morning, Carlos.
Hello.
You're on here, sir.
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling in regards. I know one thing I would like to make a comment about is, you know, with our economy going to the birds, one thing that I haven't heard common was, I guess it was during World War II when the Allied forces got together and, you know, all through their dealings, that the United States was basically the depository for a lot of the countries around the world's gold reserves, physical gold reserve. You know, that's where you hear for about Fort Knox and, of course, other gold depositories. I haven't heard anybody talk about, the United States basically holding all those nations' gold reserves hostage, because a lot of nations just, I can't remember how long ago, probably 4 or 5 years ago, were asking the United States for their gold back, and I haven't heard anything else. It was in a report they did. It was, I guess, New York Times had some about it. It was other outlets. A lot of alternative media reports were on about it, but I haven't heard anything else about that. Could that be one thing that you know this administration is holding over a lot of people of other nations, of a lot of other governments, basically they got control of their gold reserves?
Okay. Sam, you got a response to Carlos' inquiry, sir?
John, you're out of that question is out of my area of expertise. Okay. My personal experience has been, one of the ways that we influence our other foreign countries is by allowing them to buy weaponry to defend their country with, or not allowing them to buy it. I don't know about the gold specifically. I was hoping you knew something about it, because you're out of my area.
Carlos, I know that countries have been wanting to repatriate their gold back to their countries, and quite frankly, I don't know if they've been able to or not. But Carlos, we do thank you for your call, Carlos. Let's move on from there. Sam, any updates on the ongoing lawsuit with Freedom Center?
We're just still in the discovery process. The trial date has been moved to January of next year. I'm not happy about it. I've got a meeting with the attorney this afternoon. He called the meeting to talk about discovery things, items that I still have to produce, and we're going to talk about moving the trial date back to this year, and how unhappy I am that this thing got delayed again after a scheduling order was put in place.
Yeah.
And so we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting about that today, because I sold a bunch of things and paid him a whole bunch of money a couple weeks ago, and now I'm in a position to chat.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to this, there's been a lawsuit. This is the third or fourth year. I've lost track.
It was 2020, so we're 3.5 years in.
Yes, sir. And this wealthy family is attempting to steal Freedom Center, and it's an expensive process. Listeners to the John Moore Show and Doug Hagman Show have been very instrumental in keeping the battle going with the cash. So if you go to my website, you can find the Freedom Center panel. Make a donation right there with PayPal, or mail a check or a money order. This has been a real drain on your time and resources, hasn't it, Sam?
Well, I could tell you this. My partners and I have funded about 75% of the lawsuits so far, and the donors have covered the other 25%. And we wouldn't be in this fight if we hadn't had the help that we got from the listeners of the John Moore Show and the students at the Freedom Center and the listeners of the Doug Hagman Show. We would not still be in this fight if we had not gotten that help. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Absolutely. Well, this is so disappointing. I hope that the original trial date can be restored, and that would be a good thing to get this thing behind us so we can really make Freedom Center what it was intended to be, can't we?
Yeah, I'm excited about getting past this lawsuit, because we can start spending money on improving the facility and rebuilding things and building new ranges and a shoot house and a tower, all the things we want to do to up the level of training that we have at the facility.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the update. We got a call on hold here at James in North Carolina. Good morning, James. Break coming up.
Good morning, John and Sam. How are y'all doing today?
Good. Excellent.
I've just got one kind of statement. You was talking about training that I've been doing is I have a floor length mirror, and I set it up 10 foot away, which would put me at 20 feet, roughly 6.5 yards, and I draw my gun doing that. Yes. It has to help me to see what I look like when I'm doing that, and to get reference on my gun as it's coming up. I just figured I'd pass that tip along to everybody. because you can set it up. So, go ahead.
No, that's a very good idea. You know, we recommend to our students that they do mirror work, particularly when they're learning to use cover and that sort of thing. One of the things we like to see people doing is to balance something on top of the slide of their pistol and go from the position where the muzzle rotates to full in the sights without letting that object fall off the slide of the pistol. It keeps you from bowling, keeps you from casting, gives you the straightest line to being on target, and that's the quickest way to get things done.
Well, all right, that's all Hold I on. Had to say.
Okay, James. Thank
Good
you.
Suggestion. Right. Thank you, James.
We have our last break. We'll wrap this up after the break.
Start your day on RBN with John Moore from 7-10. With coffee cup in hand, wake up with the Liberty Man. Highly qualified guests share their knowledge with the callers Monday through Friday. His website is second to none. It's thelibertyman.com. You'll find everything right there. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in. Start your day and be prepared. So give a listen or a call. Tune in midweekdays on RBN. Start your day on RBN with John Moore from 7 to 10. With coffee cup in hand. Wake up with the Liberty Man.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Sam, we got one last caller here. We got Rob in Mississippi. Rob, we're almost out of time, sir.
Hey, good morning, John. Sam, the last event you were talking about where it's designed for you to fail, is this a timed event? And can you game the, can an opponent game this event? Are we allowed to look at it early on and see how we're going to play it, or are you thrown into it cold?
No, there's no timed event. There's no timed event because what you're doing is it's the first real opportunity you have as a student to apply what we've taught you. So obviously you're not going to have things perfected. And typically the students that have been taught how to stabilize themselves from various positions of cover aren't getting stable. Some of them completely forget their training at all the first time they go through this exercise, and they shoot like they see people shoot in TV movies or, you know, Hollywood movies. You know, they literally – we had one guy in the last class. He was jumping out from behind cover with most of his body to shoot.
Yeah,
he had his muzzle past the cover. He was doing everything – other than what we taught him, right? And, of course, we take videos while you're shooting, the instructors. And that way, when the student argues, we play the video back and go, is this you? Okay, now, are you doing what I said you were doing, or are you doing what you just said you were doing? And then, of course, the tail goes between the legs and the head drops, and they're like, I'm sorry, I thought I was doing this other thing, and I guess I wasn't. Now, the video doesn't lie, right?
Hey,
but we get the point across quickly.
It's good to give them a video anyway of themselves. That way they can see their mistakes and improve upon it.
Oh, absolutely. We do video. I had one guy arguing with me about whether his finger was in the trigger guard area. And I just pulled on my phone and started videoing. And then he argued with me again. And I'm like, all right, I just took a video of the situation here. Take a look. And he turned white as a ghost. Looking at that video, it's like, oh, my goodness, my finger really is in the trigger guard area. I said, of course it is. We're not going to make something up. We know what we're looking at. You got to trust your instructors.
You're running as fast as you can through a course, and you're not thinking all the time. It's easy to get tunnel vision.
We have a very important phrase that a SEAL Team 6 guy taught me decades and decades ago. Don't be in such a hurry to die. There's no point running to your death.
Yeah.
Do it right.
We always use.
Do it under control or you're going to die. And I have paid heed to those comments for many, many years.
We always use that one you said earlier about you can't miss fast enough. Your targets, are they really close and then really far away? That way they're having to go from one to another?
Well, we do some of that, but we don't tell the student what they're up against. We expect them to read and react, and that's part of the training.
Sounds great. Okay, listen, guys.
Sam, thank you as always. It was a great show as always. Look forward to any back next Monday turn.
John, thank you, brother. Let freedom ring. I'll see you soon.
Roger that. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your engine cleaner, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. Large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in. The even larger state of Texas. And Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.